The world is a beautiful but challenging place to live. And let's face it, life hits hard sometimes. So if you find your hopes and dreams and mental well-being needs a boost, you're tuned in to the right podcast. Welcome to Inspire Us with your host, J. Paul Nadeau, a former hostage negotiator turned motivational speaker and acclaimed author of Take Control of Your Life. And now, here's your host, J. Paul Nadeau.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Inspire Us. I am your host, J. Paul Nadeau, and I hope that you have been enjoying my readings from the book Reset, my book Reset, The Badass Guide to Living Life on Your Own Terms, which is available on Amazon. So yeah, there's a pitch for me. Please support me. But not only that, I believe in every book that I write. It comes from the heart. I've invested a lot of time on learning negotiations. I'm a former hostage negotiator. I'm an international peacekeeper. I've studied mental wellness for years, having fixed my broken pieces, but also helped others fix them. I'm a professional coach. So I coach CEOs. I coach people who are struggling with confidence and a number of other things. And so I have a lot of knowledge in this area. And I absolutely love it because I believe that we can all help each other. And so when I write a book, it's not that I want to make $1 million off it. Sure, it would be nice. But I believe in my messages. I believe in the messages that I'm delivering. And I believe that they can help a life. And in my first book, I used to get several emails from people saying, not only did it help them, one woman wrote me and said it saved her life. She was ready to commit suicide, and she picked up my book, and she read it, and it inspired her to keep moving on and to make some positive changes in her life. And that's what it's all about. That's why I love it so much. And so that's why I write, and that's why I share. And I know that this book, Reset, The Badass Guide to Living Life on Your Own Terms, is going to help a lot of people out there. So I'm going to read a little bit more from it, and let's get started with the reading. I hope you enjoy it. This section is called Why Listen to Me? I'm not a doctor, therapist, psychologist, or psychiatrist, and the information I'm sharing with you here is not meant to be taken as clinical therapy, but I do know what I'm talking about in this vital area of personal wellness and development. My knowledge comes from my personal experiences and from the extensive training that I've received as a hostage negotiator, special victims unit detective, and United Nations peacekeeper, in lockstep with the knowledge I collected along the way from the many experts on human behavior and mental wellness I've had the profound honor to work with, who have each shared their wisdom and knowledge on how to help others in crisis and need. It comes from having worked down and dirty in the trenches of human despair, in face-to-face encounters helping hundreds of souls, victims included, through their toughest times and challenges in real time and not just from a book or a dream. It comes from discovering what worked for me in my times of depression and despair and in helping others rediscover their power narratives when they felt beaten and battered by their own lives and circumstances. It comes from having discovered how to repair my broken pieces when I felt shattered, lost, and ready to give up, and by using the therapies I found. It comes from experience. Now, my personal past was drenched in physical and emotional abuse at the hands and fists of my tortured alcoholic father and a cluster of vast, ugly bullies and torturous teachers. I thought I'd never get through it. I desperately needed my own reset, but I was a kid and I didn't know how to reset. Life came with no How to Fix Your Broken Pieces book or YouTube video back then. Once I discovered my why, not wanting to feel like shit anymore, and my how-tos were revealed, and my life changed. I rediscovered my personal badass power, and I didn't hesitate to reset myself whenever I felt my bobs of the world attack, and I still do. Now, I'll explain what bobs is a little bit later in this book, but I'm going to continue now. Shit happens. And taking a moment or two to reset in life is often necessary. This involves pausing life in order to connect with yourself, taking whatever necessary moments you must to consciously decide how to respond to the unfolding events you're faced with. Resets are a vital tool to beat down the enemy's influence, whatever or whoever that may be. Resets hold an immense power, and you can reset any freaking time you want. A reset is like having a delicious cup of strong coffee in the morning. It boosts you up. I have faith in your ability to reset on demand. Now I go on to this chapter here. It's not a chapter, it's just another section. The power of a reset. When cell phones and computers start acting up and don't work just right, a simple reset often does the trick to restore them to their optimal operation. A simple reset most often revitalizes these precious devices, restoring them to their intended functionality. A reset may help eliminate any covert culprit that slipped in unnoticed to bugger up performance, reminiscent of the coronavirus that slipped in and affected so many of us. Purging these harmful, ugly intruders from a once efficient device through a reset might be as straightforward as disconnecting and reconnecting the device. If that doesn't work, the remedy might involve uninstalling and reinstalling the now problematic software or initiating a complete reboot. At times, a thorough virus scan becomes necessary to pinpoint and eradicate the intrusive threats, ensuring the device operates as designed. Surprisingly, once we take these steps or get expert assistance to help, the device returns to its intended functionality. On rare occasions, a system reset becomes necessary. Despite taking longer, we do it because the device's importance to us matters that much. We want to restore it to its best performance, investing whatever time and effort it takes to have it operate the way we expect it to. Does any of this sound like it might apply to your life and mental wellness? Yeah, it sure does. Maybe you need a reset to get rid of some of the lingering viruses that messed you up in your mental software. Could it be a shit from the past, your parents, educators, bullies, or even some present situation or person screwing with your mental health? Is it a close relation that's become toxic or an internal narrative holding you captive in a state of self-sabotage? Whatever that cause, you have the capacity to reset yourself for optimal performance. And I'll share a few insightful ideas to guide you through this transformation. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines the word reset as to set again or anew. In this guide, you'll find a blend of valuable insights drawn from my personal observations and discoveries, as well as wisdom shared by two of my amazing guests who I've interviewed on my Inspire Us podcast. My goal in writing this handbook is that by the end of it, you'll have the necessary tools and guidance to reset your own thought wiring. Armed with the know-hows to create new and improved neural pathways in your resilient brain box to help you through whatever you're currently facing, have faced, or for what comes next. Let's get right into it, shall we? Here are a few examples of things to tell yourself when you're feeling like crap. Now, I'm stopping the reading at the moment. I'm going to go through one and then give you some personal thoughts on it, and I'll end the podcast after I read one. Next podcast, I'll pick up on number 2. There are 20 of these, and I don't know if I'm going to go through all 20 because I really do want you to pick up the book, but you'll see the value of this content and what I've learned over the years. And so let's continue with number 1. The first reading is from the book Reset. And here are some things that we can tell ourselves. Number 1, this shit won't last forever. Get on with it. That's true. Emotions are temporary. And although our troubles may feel overwhelming right now, this too shall pass. Isn't it weird how we can get stuck in a mindset that feels like our problems are going to be permanent guest room fixtures? But they won't be. They'll pass as others did. I happened on a video featuring American movie actor Tom Hanks seated at a table in the company of other A-list actors when he said with a smile, "I wish I would have known that this too shall pass. You feel bad right now? You feel angry? You feel pissed off? This too shall pass. You feel great? You feel like you know all the answers? You feel like everybody finally gets you? This too shall pass. Time is your ally. Just wait. Just wait it out." And that was Tom's quote. Whatever you're experiencing now, remember that it will pass. Sir Winston Churchill once said, "When you find yourself going through hell, keep going." By reminding ourselves to just get on with it, in the context of going through our personal trials, it simply means that even in the most challenging and difficult of times, we should never give up hope that our dark times will pass and keep moving forward. It's our responsibility to maintain a belief that everything will work themselves out, especially if we handle things like a badass would, and to keep moving forward despite whatever hardships come our way. The darkest hour only has 60 minutes, after all. And that's the reading for today. Let's talk about this one a little bit. I've mentioned "This Too Shall Pass" in many of my talks and a couple of my books, because it's true. Some of us think that the difficulties we're going through and the challenges that we're facing right now will never end. They'll just never end. But we're wrong. They will. Nothing is permanent. Nothing will last forever. Even the hard times. But on the flip side of that coin, I want you to think of something else. Even the good times don't last. If you're with someone that you absolutely love and you're having a great time, that moment won't last forever. What does that mean? It means taking a moment to cherish it even longer. Maybe hug that person a little tighter. Tell that person how much you love them. Take a couple of more pictures. Spend a little bit more time just being each other's presence. A lot of things that happen to us are moments in time that will become memories, some of them good and some of them bad. But I want to encourage you that you have the strength to get through the tough times and not to keep them at the forefront of your memory. You can leave them in the past. You have the profound ability to choose your moods, to choose your responses to what happens, and to turn up that dial, that energy dial. And I would encourage you to do exactly that. I'm J. Paul Nadeau, and you have been listening to the Inspire Us podcast. I've been reading from my book, Reset, The Badass Guide to Living Life on Your Own Terms. And that book is available on Amazon, and I would recommend it. It is a good read, as you are hopefully enjoying and seeing that by now. And I'm going to leave the podcast by reminding you to go on out there and live life with intention. This world, this life, we don't know how long we have left in it. It could be a very short stay. Let's live it the best we possibly can. Let's live it in the moment, in the now, with intention. So I wish you the very best.